Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the midroom.
Hola, Miguel.
Hola.
Okay, I got three of the absolute worst pains I have ever been through.
All right.
Rating an 8 would be recovering from open heart surgery.
That All is
right.
fair.
That seems fair.
There is nothing worse than coughing Ooh. Or when it comes that dreaded first sneeze.
Pain!
Yes!
Did they have to break your chest plate to do that?
Oh, yeah. They bust your chest plate, you know, got the zipper scar down the chest about 8 inches long and open you up. And they did a quadruple bypass for me. Got everything working, put you back together and send you, you know, to recovery and then home.
How long ago was this?
Pardon? This was in April of this year.
Oh, wow. Jesus, wow. man.
My daughter's open heart surgery, one side of her chest plate is a little bit higher than the other.
Right.
Because of it, just the way it settled back down.
Her boyfriend's into something.
Yeah, like, look at that thing.
I'm fortunate I didn't have any of those issues, but I passed out a week later at home, hit the toilet, another 3 days in the hospital for blood clots in the legs and in the lungs. They get that taken care of. And 7 days after that, 14 days after the surgery, I have the old dreaded gallbladder attack.
Of course.
And 10 days in the hospital, antibiotics, send me home with a drain bag out the body for 6 weeks, and then get it taken care of. All's good. But it's that first sneeze that you just dread because it hurts every bone in your chest, your ribs, your back. It's just unbelievable. And that's not the worst thing I've ever had. I would say that a 9 out of 10 would be hemorrhoid surgery.
Oh, I'm right there with you, dude. That's my number one. I will put that at an 8 or a 9 in a heartbeat. I've never cried as a man from pain before. I have cried as a teen from pain.
Sure, sure.
When I broke my ankle. But I've never cried as an adult. I didn't even think that was something that was possible through pain. Obviously, emotionally, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Not through physical pain. I mean, I would sit in a bathtub of Epsom salts crying at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is such a sad image.
It was. And then you can't go back to bed. Your ass is on fire. I mean, it's just absolutely excruciating. And the thing is, man, when I try to tell people, I've had a couple of people ask me about it because they need to get it done. I'm like, dude, I just got to tell you, it is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I'm not going to cut corners on this. It sucks.
But it's a quality of life issue, and once you get it corrected, life is so much better.
Right, but it's still a month healing.
Oh,
easy.
Oh, yeah, the sitting on the couches, you can't get comfortable. Every little twinge, every little nerve in your backside just hurts. And they left pain pack up inside. So basically 2 days later, you should be able to pass it so you can, you know, can keep the pain level down the first few days. And, of course, they give you like 75 oxycodone to take, and we all know what that does to the old...
Yeah, back you up. You need to use the bathroom.
Isn't there some irony to that? Like, hey, man, you had hemorrhoids, so to fight the unbearable pain, here's some oxys. Now, you should also know you're now going to be constipated, so you're going to put just as much pressure on this thing.
And when you do, and even if you didn't take them, and you still need to pass a stool.
Yeah.
So, and that's going through the surgical area.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly,
it's even painful to just to successfully use the bathroom.
Right, and but when that first one came, when that pain blocker came out, I mean, it felt like a Mack truck driving out, and just the relief afterward was phenomenal, because a week's full of food coming out, you know, all at one time. I mean, it's not a pretty sight, but boy, it sure does feel better afterward. But once you heal, it was great.
Well, back to the losing weight conversation we were having. The pain was so bad that I actually pretty well stopped eating. I would eat very, very just a small portion of food, because the last thing I wanted to do was go to the bathroom.
What if you have
the pain was that bad that I didn't eat?
No, I mean, I don't know.
And I was hungry.
But like I said, obviously being constipated with recently stitched up hemorrhoids, I think we can all piece together why that's bad. But would it be better? Did it hurt as much? Like, say, in my case, if I ate kale and drank whole milk, like, it is not going to be solid stool. Would that be better? Like, if you had diarrhea,
you're still passing the area.
It doesn't matter. Something's still coming out the exit. It hurts like hell.
And not only that, but like I love spicy food. So, but your butt with
open surgery, you get a screaming coming out.
You cannot believe that pain, because you have an open wound down there, man. And like,
and you just salted the wound with cayenne.
Yeah, right. Like just put straight black pepper in your eye. I mean, seriously, pepper, what, anything. It's just like I was eating bland-ass food.
I would boil chicken.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichos.
Hola.
Hey, man, this one's right up Ted's alley. I've had gout for about 10 years.
There you go, Ted.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yes.
Now,
it's bad, then.
Does it hit in different areas, or does it hit in the same spot?
In me, I've had it in both of my feet. I've had it like in my toes. I've had it in my ankles. I've had it on the top of my feet.
But it's always the top of the foot is awful.
Do people get gout? Because you've mentioned, Ted, your feet, but do people that have gout, is it always the feet, or does it hit people?
Seems like it's usually lower extremities.
Okay.
I've gotten it once in the elbow, once in the knee. My mom had it in her elbows and wrists.
Yeah.
So it's partially hereditary.
Do you take allopurinol yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I got on that a few years back. That and this colchicine to begin with, and then allopurinol, and that's made a huge difference.
But, so since you started taking that medication, have you had a flare-up?
Oh, yeah. I still have small flare-ups. In fact, I had one just a couple days ago. It took a couple days to kind of get over. It was just a little limp, but before I was on the allopurinol, the daily medication, it would be so bad. Ted can tell you. Like, you can lay in bed.
Oh, Ted tells us.
He doesn't have to say a word. We can tell when he walks in. You look like you're walking on glass, or you're walking on a pond that's frozen.
Yeah, we know.
And it might break out from under you.
Oh, it is so awful.
I used to get it so bad that I couldn't put a sock on. I couldn't put weight on my foot. I'd be bedridden for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And like a breeze would touch it. And my coworker asked me what it felt like. And I told her, like, imagine someone takes your foot and puts it like in a table vise and squeezes it. And then set your foot on fire and beat it with a hammer all at the same time.
I mean, I was at a bar once talking about it with a buddy, and a woman said, I have had a kid. I thought gout was worse.
Jesus, man.
I've heard that, too. I read a testimonial about it when I first found out that I had it. And it was this guy that was in the military. He's in the Middle East. And he said that he had been shot out of a helicopter and fell 3 stories to the ground. And the gout still hurt worse than that.
I mean, damn. Right?
So this.
You got shot out of a helicopter, fell 30 feet to the ground.
I'm taking the gout.
And you'd rather do that again. So, but with what exactly is it, though? Is it?
Your body can't process purines, which it comes from rich foods, steak, alcohol,
seafood.
Seafood.
Shellfish. All the things that Ted likes, yeah.
Yeah, red meat, yeah, exactly. Shellfish.
And, oh, yeah. And I like my red meat. I like my my beer. But, so your body can't process it, and it creates uric acid. The uric acid will settle into joints.
Okay.
And then it crystallizes into, like, glass shards.
Oh, like cool.
Concrete glass shards in your joints. So you touch it, you try to move it, any pressure on it, and you're like I said, I would literally sweat and cry and shake at the worst.
I know, damn. And the sweating part is awful, too.
But just because you're just sweating?
Yeah, like, if I had it and I still came into work, like, just, right, you're talking about how gingerly I'd have to walk, but then I'd just be sitting here, feel like I'm drenched in sweat.
God.
And then sometimes, like, right, if you stand just still, it wouldn't hurt as much. But as soon as you go to move anything, and the first time I had it, I went to the doctor and he was like, my dad happened to be in town. He was like, you have the gout. And I was like, I don't have the gout. Went to the doctor. Doctor's like, I don't know what it is, blah, blah, blah. And then we were going somewhere for dinner and like we walked in and the bartender's like, gout, huh?
And I'm looked at you and
I could tell. Like if somebody walks in or walks down the street with a certain limp, I can be like, that guy's got gout right now.
So it's like a weird club that you never wanted to be a part of.
Correct. And then, look, we all do it, right? If you have to take a daily medicine, like you try to fight it and they're like, you can do this, you can do that. But after you get it enough times, like that guy, it's like, just, all right, I'll take the pill every
day. I didn't realize that it crystallized. I'd always heard uric acid and all that. So in my mind, it's just still in liquid form. I did not realize it just crystallized into shards.
Yeah, like my
that explains it.
Right, like my one cousin, right? Like last year, his pancreas basically almost blew up. It didn't. There's still, it's regenerating now. But he was in the hospital for so many days, he couldn't have his medicine. So when I saw him, he had almost died. But he was more like, I'm in so much pain because I couldn't take my allopurinol.
Oh, he got freaking gout while he's in the hospital.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Happy New Year, brother.
I'm curious to know, after 18 years, how you fellas feel about, Harbaugh being gone, your coach.
You know, man, it's one of those things that a lot of people have asked me, and it's just as simple as this. I think he's a good coach, but at some point, you kind of run your course at an organization. That's what I honestly believe. Sometimes there just needs to be a new message, a new way to do things. I was explaining this to my kid. Keep in mind, my son is 13, so he had no knowledge of this. I brought up Andy Reid, and he's like, oh, he's a great coach. I go, right. He did 14 years in Philadelphia, right? And he was not a bad coach. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost. They went to 4 NFC championship games. So it wasn't a question of whether or not he was a good coach. But at some point, you move on. And then he goes to Kansas City and does what he does. My bigger concern, I'm not worried about Harbaugh. I think he'll be fine. Who the hell are we going to bring in? And is this one of these stopgap coaches? You know what I'm saying? So we'll see.
I would also like to say, again, public service announcement, not just the listeners, but some people we work with. Like, I am not a Ravens fan. Well, you guys aren't on X anymore, so people keep blowing me up. And I'm like, I don't care.
Well, sorry, man.
Yeah. Somebody hit me up on Instagram. Sorry, bro. About what? The Hawks are looking good.
We got Mike McDonald for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Things are great.
Like, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. We're not, but he is. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. We'll just see what the new coach does. I hope they go with someone defensive-minded, only because I do believe defenses win championships. I do not believe they will, because Lamar is bending everyone's ear, and obviously he wants
it. But if you're a Seahawks fan, you've seen it. Pete Carroll took you to 2 Super Bowls.
And keep in mind, how bad was he when he went to New England?
They still ran him out.
They run the course, right? Yep. That's all.
You're already talking to Kubiak.
Everyone's talking to Kubiak. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking to Kubiak. Understand that. Now. You are not going to have him next year. Understand that.
So you guys could have had McDonald.
I know!
We freaking had
him,
you jackass.
You don't have to put salt in the wound,
we already
bro.
Had him. We let him go for nothing.
Yeah!
For free.
We were trying
for
not to talk about
like
that.
Like this radio show. Free. He Damn. Didn't take it.
Wow, you got to be that guy.
Difference is, he's good. We're not.
Yeah, I know. He's qualified for his job.
Exactly.
He turned those ox around.
I know.
So what about the pain? Since you brought it to us.
Pain!
Yes! I wish I had a Mike McDonald walk in here with a tray of frickles for you two.
Yeah.
I'd slap him out of his hand.
Right. I go,
get those out of my face, Michael McDonald.
So, all right, so what about your pain?
pains. And I've had a lot of pain. I've had some of that bone on bone. I've had body parts crushed. I've had, I've had some pain. Broken ribs, separated sternum. But the worst was getting my finger cut off.
Okay, then. And, Jesus, man.
Do you have phantom finger pain?
Well, when it happened, I was in the hospital getting stitched up, closed up, and whatnot, you know, and I was looking at the doctor, and I said, I'll go to work tomorrow. I was kind of asking him, it's just a finger. Can I, what do you think about, tomorrow going back to work or the next day? So there wasn't many stitches in there either, really. It's just a finger. And then he kind of chuckled, and that's when he kind of gave me an anatomy lesson and explained to me that pain was about nerves and severing of nerves, and that your fingertips was, one of the top nerve ending spots on your whole body besides, like your reproductive organs.
Sure.
And he said, he chuckled. He said, you're going to wake up in some of the worst pain you've ever felt. And then
I'm glad he chuckled when he said that.
Next morning,
you're going to be in pain.
I ate pain pills the next morning and started crying like Miles said on his pain, and called the emergency room, and they let me come in and gave me a shot to the butt, For that,
hey,
that
yes! How did you lose your digit?
I stuck it where it didn't belong.
Okay, well, that can be a lot of places.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we were messing with a jack system that wasn't lining up to pin a jack onto a trailer system.
Oh.
And so I had put my finger in the hole to find out where we needed to take some new metal out to router it out. And the guy that was holding the jack let it go, and it guillotined the finger off.
Was it your Was it your index finger?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I was going to say, because if I'm going to check a hole
on the index,
if I'm going to check any hole,
it's always
going to be with my index finger. Yeah.
Why, we should stop doing that.
It didn't hurt when it really happened. It was the next day that the pain was, and then your whole hand swells up. I didn't go back to work for a month and a half.
How do you pick your nose?
I go with the other hand. I got a right hand.
See,
left
but that's
hand.
That's weird.
I would keep my dominant hand.
I lost my pinky finger too. That's more.
So you got hold on. You got two fingers on one hand?
Nah, they're separate hands. The pinky was on one hand. The index finger was on the other hand.
How'd you lose the pinky?
It got stripped, and then they had to cut the bone off. Jerked.
Why did
what? Stripped it, and then so they just amputated the rest of it and sewed it up.
Why didn't you bring that up as far as the pain?
Didn't hurt as bad as the actual amputation one.
That's why I wondered.
I don't know.
So your finger was crushed so much that there was no chance that they could reconnect it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, man. Whew. Has anything bad not happened to him based on everything you ran through?
I don't got a pinky. I don't got an index finger.
I put my finger where it doesn't belong. It could be a lot of things. Sometimes you get slapped in the face for that.
She was married.
Yeah.
Still to come, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.